Eric Pincus on the phone right now. We're going to talk a little basketball. Eric, of course, is with Bleacher Report's lead Lakers writer, Basketball Insider's NBA capologist. So, Eric, thanks a lot for doing this. How are you today?
Oh, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. At Eric Pincus on Twitter. So, the Lakers have really gone from being a, I won't say an afterthought, because from a branding perspective, you're never an afterthought when you're the LA Lakers, but certainly, certainly they were an afterthought on the court. You know, I mean, Swaggy P was a guy that was getting a lot of ink when he was, when they're leaking videos, D'Angelo Russell, who's gone now. I mean, the Lakers were in the news for all the wrong reasons. Now, Jeannie Buss, whom I know quite well, lovely lady, brings in Magic. Magic did his thing with the Dodgers. We know that it was kind of a superficial position to a degree, but you don't bring Magic Johnson in to run the X's and O's, and you don't bring Magic Johnson in to sit in the front office and comb through minutiae. You bring Magic Johnson in because he's Magic Johnson, and he brings credibility and star power. And since Magic Johnson has gotten involved with the LA Lakers, they've suddenly become a team that, well, the rumors that LeBron's going in there, they draft Ball, Ball's old man, we know what he is, and basically they've told him to shut up and let your kid play, and he's kind of played along pretty nicely. But now we have this report that the Lakers are being investigated for tampering with Paul George.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Magic, well, the first thing when they said that I thought when they hired Magic, he was hired initially as a consultant, and I thought he would be the guy who would hire or help Jeannie Buss hire the next guy. But it ended up being Magic as the main guy. And I wasn't sure how committed he would be, but being around the Lakers the last number of months, I mean, this is his dream job. This is what he wants to do. And he's spending his time putting everything he's got into this. So for better or for worse, the Lakers have a different leadership. And with Mitch Kupchak and Jim Buss before them, there was maybe what you might call a charisma gap. These were not guys who were big personalities. Magic is a huge personality, and his personality is getting him in a little bit of trouble here.
Well, look,
the question is how much trouble?
Yeah, how much trouble? Look, Jim Buss is a doofus. For never mind lack of personality, the guy's he makes Davis from the Raiders look like George Clooney. I mean, it's just the guy was. It was just one mistake after another, one misstep after another. And, of course, Jeannie gave him a deadline on when he would have to resign. And basically she'd had enough and they pushed him out, right? Period. End of story. And
Kind of. I mean, actually, Jim gave himself the deadline.
Yes, he gave himself the deadline.
He held him to it. And look, I spent a lot of time with Jim, and he's a good dude. He made the worst mistakes that were made were at the end when they got – spent all that money on Luol Deng and Timofey Mozgov. That's really what hurt. Up until that point, you can argue his case. Up after that point, there's nothing to argue. They made some really bad choices there. But now you've got Magic Johnson. And so let's say that Magic, I don't know if you all saw the Jimmy Kimmel thing. He went on the air. Jimmy asked him basically about Paul George. And in breaking it down to simple terms, he winked about it and laughed about it. He didn't outright say it. But by body language, he basically said, yeah. I mean, he made it very clear what they were doing and no bones about it. And I think that's enough right there to get a penalty from the NBA. When I saw that, I said, oh, that's tampering, Magic. And so, yes, I do believe that the Lakers are tampered here. So tampering is the sort of thing where you're not allowed to give any sort of public indication of another team's free agent, or rather another team's player, because he wasn't a free agent. You can say something about a free agent, but not a player under contract. But tampering could extend beyond that to phone calls, to texts, to conversations. That's really the question. If it was just Magic being silly on Jimmy Kimmel, which was, it's a big deal. It's a national TV show. A lot of people saw it. Magic's a big personality. That could be worth a fine. And we've seen fines come down usually in the range of $25,000 for minor tampering like that. But I think this is a little more than that. So even if it was a $250,000 fine, which is the number I have in my estimation, that's it to me when it comes to that Kimmel appearance. Now, if it's more than that, now we got a problem. If there's actual communication that they can prove, that's a different story.
So okay, the Lakers have commented, their head of PR, their director of media relations, said, as the NBA statement made clear, we cannot comment about the specifics of any ongoing investigation. We can confirm, however, that we're cooperating fully with the NBA in the hope of clearing our name as soon as possible. And, you know, when you have to put out a statement of any sort when you're the team, it doesn't look good. But, okay, so they're kind of being preemptive or whatever the case may be. What are the chances that the Lakers, and I know this is, we're forecasting, but that's kind of what we do. What are the chances the Lakers got Paul George and LeBron for next year?
Well, if there's any sort of proof that they can come up with, which is going to be tricky, that there was tampering, they can actually block that. So they could block a Paul George signing outright. They could penalize up to $5 million. They could take away draft pick. There's a lot that can be done. And the challenge is, of course, is that they could have communicated with Aaron Mintz, who is the agent of Paul George. But they also have a client, D'Angelo Russell. They also have a client, Julius Randle. And there was also someone in the draft that they looked at, Luke Kennard, who... So there can be communication with Aaron Mintz, and that doesn't prove a thing. But if there are emails or text messages, and so they have outside counsel looking at that, the Lakers shouldn't have put it in writing, anything like this. If there's ever anything funky like this, teams do things that are funky. I'm not going to say they did or didn't. I don't know. But if they did, it better not be in writing. And if it's caught that they're in writing, that's a problem. Now, let's say there's none of that, and it really comes down to the Jimmy Kimmel thing, and they give the Lakers a couple $100,000 penalty. They pay it. It's over. And that's that. And so now the Lakers are in a position where they can get to two max slots next year. The challenge is really getting there comfortably. It's going to cost them, at a minimum, if they can't get rid of Luol Deng, which is going to be a challenge, and maybe that costs them a pick, maybe even two, maybe some young player. They were able to get out of Mozgov. So if they can get out of Deng, then they have a shot of keeping, let's say, Julius Randle or Jordan Clarkson. Jordan Clarkson's under contract, but they may have to trade him just to get to the point where they could get Paul George. So it could cost them both Randle and Jordan Clarkson, unless they can get rid of Luol Deng, and then maybe they can keep one of those guys. So and there's also the option of trying to keep Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, someone they picked up on a one-year contract. He has the same agent as LeBron James. And they have Brook Lopez, who they want to keep. And so there's all kinds of complications. So, yeah, it's doable. It's also problematic, and it's the sort of thing where they may have to parse down the roster a bit, but seriously, the upgrade that it would be to get a LeBron James and a Paul George, if you're the Lakers, you'd probably say, yeah, we'll keep Ball, Lonzo Ball, we'll keep Brandon Ingram, some of our nice young players, but if we have to lose a couple of them to make this leap from being these also-rans to being a force in the West, maybe not quite there yet with the Warriors, but at least have a puncher's chance, I think they take that risk.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much for doing this, and if I'm looking at the... You know, when I look at the depth chart on this team, they've got some great young talent. And as you said, Randall's the guy that impresses me the most. I got to see him play. I mean, look, Brandon Ingram, when he fills out, he's a pretty skinny guy. But when he fills out, I think he's going to be a fantastic forward. But Randall's the guy that impressed me just from the standpoint of, you know, he broke his leg a couple of years ago. And he didn't just break his leg. He shattered the whole thing. And he has been a guy that has been fearless in terms of driving to the basket, and you would never know that he shattered his leg, and I just found that to be pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you would say shattered. I mean, he broke pretty cleanly. It was the opening game.
Yeah, first
like
game.
13 minutes into the game. It was really brutal. He's someone who's about to get paid, so if the Lakers want to keep him, they can pay him, right? But if they're going to trade him, whoever's trading for him, has to know that they're getting a player that they're going to have to pay somewhere in the $20 million range. And so it's a challenge. I don't know where this all goes, but he's a really nice player. He could be a big part of their future, or he could just be a guy who's there until they make this big splash next year, if they are that lucky.
Thanks a lot for your time. That is Eric Pincus, Bleacher Report lead Lakers writer, Basketball Insider's NBA capologist, at Eric Pincus. You can find him on Twitter.